Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Wednesday edition. Today's date is the 19th of April, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and this is, again, the French Connection. IamTheWitness.com is the website, and IamTheWitness at Hotmail.com is the contact information. Of course, every day that we get on this broadcast, we're trying to forward to you some new information, at least a little bit of it. And again, I've been watching the price of gold and the economy in the United States go through its problems, and it looks like some of our kleptomania is finding its way into the world's financial system. That is to say, we're starting to lose value against world currencies, moreover against the euro right now, and we're heading to 1.24 to the euro, $1.24 to the euro, which is a high for the last, I think, year, or even more possibly, and probably going higher, up to 1.30 very soon, and it's because the world is awash in dollars, and people are seeing a lot of inflation come into the pipeline, and a lot of people are rushing to gold because of the saber rattling out of Washington D.C. over what they are calling a threat from Iran. But you and I know, because of this investigating we've been doing, it's just a big lie, ladies and gentlemen. It's all for Israel and for people that are, you know, acting criminally in the world. And but. And the work we're doing right now also is important for several other reasons. These people have a plan. They do. They've been putting it into action for a very long time. And if you listen to the forerunners of our investigating, such as Myron Fagan and Ben Friedman, of course, you'll understand that their goal is world domination. And what we've been able to discover is that they are very, very, very advanced in their planning. And it's starting to look like we are on the horizon, on the cusp of having everything fall apart on us and our freedoms completely taken from us. If you take a look at the things that have happened in the last couple of years in the United States to the American Constitution, where our rights to assemble have been eroded, look at the Patriot Act with its ability to claim anybody's a criminal today without your due process rights. They've got American citizens, guys, that they've renditioned out of the United States and placed outside of the law. And these people are supposed to have rights to due process, but do not. That case of a Padilla case was one in case in point. It was nonsense, and it didn't hold up. And anyone who looked at it knew it was nonsense. And yet, we're trying to take a look at how we can get our information around the barriers and into the mainstream. And we're working on it. We've got some ideas on how to get this information farther along the path to people. But you know what? They're always going to put roadblocks. So the only way we're going to have a serious effect is through word of mouth. Now, Eric and I talk about it all the time. It's got to be a grassroots organization that we build here. Because unless it comes from you, the listeners, it's not going to work. And again, we're still stagnating here. We're still we're still sticking around 10,000, and that's certainly not enough. 10,000 people visiting the site is going. All that's going to do is have us spinning our tires. You know, we've told the story already. We know the facts. We've told you who the players are and what they've done and why they've done it and what their goals are. And we've talked about the Shabbat Lubavitch and the Lubavitchers goal of having a world domination and their religion being the only religion and forcing everyone in America and the world to live under Noahide laws, which are second-class laws underneath the supremacy of Zionist Judaism. These are not my musings. These are facts, guys. It sounds weird to anybody who, has a rational brain that they would get away with this, but this group is not a religion. They are a cult. And go and look at these Orthodox followers and take a look at their faces. if they're not on some kind of mind control, then I have never seen anyone that is. And of course, these people are willing to throw themselves in front of moving buses to get the word out for their own cause. And here we are sitting back saying, oh, well, maybe it won't be as bad as I thought, and maybe, well, after you look into all this stuff, you find out it's probably going to be worse. And many people have rang the bell of distress here, and we still can't get people to jump on our bandwagon in large numbers. 10,000 is small. Anyway, so what I've decided to do here is to look for new alliances with news groups. I want to point out a new news group that you can go to called Mataba, mataba.net. It is a news collection site for many stories out of the Middle East and many stories out of Europe and some from America. They are also shown on Google News, which is quite unique in the alternative news business, because they've been part of that Google News cycle for some time, and actually recently they were unceremoniously removed from it without explanation, and they fought back and said, you know, if you're going to keep the news fair and just and not to judge us on your own decision-making system, then you're going to have to put us back. And Google acquiesced to the demand. And so they're back on Google, and we've been able to put a few things up on their site. And, you know, we've often brought you kind of probing questions about the loyalties of this guy Rivero. Of course, the things that we write and the things that we put up, he always says, oh, well, it needs to be this, a little different, a little bit of that. But it's nonsense in the extreme, because before we started getting any traction, he put up our stuff without reserve. And now, of course, that we've got some decent traction about our story, our message, our truth, he doesn't want to be part of it anymore, because he's received pressure probably from other people, and he just doesn't want to be an aid to us anymore, sadly. And I have to tell you, it's not fair, it's not right, but it is what it is, and we have to fight with the tools that we're given. So. But if you know of any other news sites that could use our information, please feel free to inform Eric or myself about the sites. And if not, put them up yourself. Go to the news section on Liberty Forum and place our articles up in our broadcast. Go to the different places that are out there. This the Bikers one and the Gold one, and there's all kinds of ones that I see on the website when I'm doing our research that visit our information. Go place more of our information out into the public realm. Any place that any forum, any message board you can. Go to Craig's Space. They have a message board on Craig's Space, which is seen worldwide. In fact, we've got Craig Spaces all over the European area as well as America. So, Indie Media, ask them to maybe put something up. Write a couple of letters to Euroopnet and say, why don't you consider putting up the French Connections information and Eric Huffman and Daryl Bradford Smith stuff? We'd appreciate that, and see what kind of play we can get from some other places, because unless we can start networking with other groups, I fear we're going to stay in this 10,000 to 15,000 range. We may grow a little here and there, but it's not going to be enough to affect the kind of changes that we need. So, you know, this is a game of inches sometimes. And again, 10,000 is something to be proud of, and I'm glad that you guys have listened to these broadcasts as we've produced them. But it won't be enough to save our skins when all the dust settles here. So, and today we're going to talk with a president of a bank named Chuck Butler, and he's going to talk about the economy. And I've told you lots of stuff about the economy, and you're going to have an opportunity here to hear it from another source, somebody who has been spending his life trading currencies and money and gold and commodities. And he's going to give you an inside look at what he thinks the economy and the dollar is going to be doing soon. So that's today's show. I got to say to you right now, you know, with the vitriol going on and the run-up to this Iranian thing, you're going to see a lot more problems in the economy start to show. And with that, you should take heed of these warnings and start doing something for your family to insulate yourselves from the worst of what's to come. But aside from that, it's out, get out there, send your information to other people. I think they're starting to see the result of our battle against Zionism happens to it's popping up. I mean, Alex Jones has to talk about it. He has to. We forced him into it. So has Michael Corbin had to talk about it, and so has Jack Blood had to talk about it, and so has the rest of them, and even the other compromised people that we've had to we forced this information on. Hey, you know, we do what we have to do to get our information out in the main part of our groups, because there are hundreds of thousands of people who do want to make a difference that have been given bad info. And we can steal them away. And that is part of the reason why we inform people about Jones and the rest of them. Because they do carry a large numbers that we could use. And they could be part of our army of truth here. And you and I both know, after investigating the stuff that we've looked at here, that we are the group that's telling it like it is. And there's no reason why those 100,000 people listening to other people can't be tuning into us every day. It would make a difference in what we're doing. We would have a huge impact on the country. And I think it's really the key to getting this. I have had emails from people, probably from the Jones camp, saying, no, don't be a divider of the movement. Don't complain about the deceivers for 911truth.org, whatever, the deception that's coming out of these scholars and all this nonsense that they've got. Don't do that. Well, you know what? We need to tell the real story, and we need to bring into our fold the groups that are following them, because they have already proven themselves to be motivated into the fight, and all they're missing, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth. So they can find it here. Get them on board with us. Spread the MySpace thing. It's a wonderful blog. A lot of people going to MySpace. MySpace / Daryl Bradford Smith, all one word. And you will be invited on, if you're the right kind of people for our information, you'll be invited to join my MySpace. And we can spread the word. So this is the Wednesday edition. We're going to have another interview tomorrow, but today's interview is about the finances and gold and the economy. So I hope you enjoy it. It's with, as I said, Chuck Butler, president of, I think it's Everbank. Yeah, that's right, Everbank. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back after this